This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What do you think of when you hear the word porn? Possibly a Playboy centerfold or a dirty movie? Well, apparently the porn industry has changed, and not for the better. It's having a big impact on the way women and girls are treated around the world. Gail Dines is the author of the book Pornland, How Porn Has Hijacked Our Sexuality. She's in Sydney for the Sydney Writers Festival. Hi, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How did you first become interested in this issue of how pornography is shaping and influencing mainstream culture?
Well, actually, I was doing research at a rape crisis centre and I was writing my PhD thesis, and I was reading a lot of the police reports about serial rapists, and what kept coming up over and over again was how much pornography they were consuming. And so I started to look into the relationship between pornography and violence against women as I was doing a PhD on media, and it began to sort of connect in my head that, you know, pornography is a very powerful form of media, yet nobody's talking about it in that way.
How has the porn industry changed over time?
Oh, so dramatically, it's almost impossible to put into words. I mean, when I started researching pornography about 20 years ago, you know, it was generally the mainstream pornography was your Playboy centerfold of a young woman, you know, smiling, naked, whatever, which was bad enough in its objectification and commodification of female sexuality. But, I mean, today, thanks to the internet, you know, that is quaint. When a boy types porn into Google, what he gets catapulted into is a world of body-punishing, violent, brutal sex, where women are being gagged with penises, where women are being choked, they're being spat upon, they're being called every vile name under the sun. I mean, it's just a world of absolute brutality, and that's the mainstream pornography. I mean, people often say to me, well, you're just talking about the worst, and to be honest, I'm not. I'm talking about the pornography that dominates the internet today.
Why has it become so violent and destructive against women?
Well, I mean, there's multiple answers to that, but one of the things we do know is that the more pornography men use, the more they become desensitized and the more they need harder and harder stuff. So what you have now is really a sort of growing desensitized consumer base who many of them started using pornography in their teen years. So if you think about starting a relationship with pornography when you're 12 or 13, what you're going to want when you're 20, when you're 30, when you're 40, you're going to keep ratcheting it up in order to, you know, stay aroused and interested.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that people gain pleasure from looking at images that are so degrading of women in that way.
Yes, but you know what? We know by virtue of the fact it being over a $97 billion a year industry that there's lots and lots of men out there gaining enormous amounts of pleasure from it. And we have to accept that. I mean, it's very hard for many of us to wrap our heads around how is it possible to see acts of brutality and really torture as sexual. But the truth is, as the industry is telling us, that men are finding that arousing, and we need to deal with this as a public health issue.
What kind of impact is this having on young people then? Because as you mentioned, kids are being exposed to porn younger and younger ages. Is it affecting the way they behave towards women?
Oh, no question. It's shaping the way men think about sex and sexuality. It's shaping the way they think about their own bodies, about relationships, about intimacy. And what's interesting is that they're increasingly wanting to play out porn sex on their girlfriends and partners and wives' bodies. And when I interview, you know, young men and young women, what you find is that pornography is front and center in their life, even if they don't know it. Because what often happens after I've given a lecture at a university is many female students come up to me and say, oh God, you know, I didn't understand why you wanted to do A, B and C in bed. I didn't understand why I can't really say on the radio what. And then after seeing the lecture, they understand that in fact, you know, their partners have been using pornography and they've been wanting to play out the very sex acts on them.
Wow. And what about for the people who are actually caught up in the porn industry themselves? What's the reality of it like for them?
You mean the actual women who work in it?
Yeah, the women who are in these films.
Well, what we know from the industry, because the best research now that's happening is happening by the industry. What the industry says is that the average woman in pornography has a shelf life of 3 months now because her body cannot tolerate the brutality that's happening to her. She's ending up with anal prolapses, gonorrhea of the eye and throat, all sorts of sort of diseases and bodily harm that, you know, people outside of the sex industry never really hear about. So that's the reality of life for these women in pornography. What we would like to, often the pornography industry does is it, you know, throws forward a few porn stars. But let me tell you, for every one so-called porn stars, there are thousands and thousands of women that it spits out into the streets.
And is this driven mainly by sex or by money?
Well, it's an industry, so it's driven, you know, by profit. That's what all industries are driven by. And that's what we need to talk about. We need to talk about pornography as an industry, you know, not as some fun or fantasy, but as an industry whose absolute key is to maximize profits, which means that these corporate predators who run the porn industry will do absolutely anything they need to do to maximize profits. And if that means, you know, debasing and dehumanizing women, then so be it, if it makes money.
So what do you see as the solution to this? I mean, you mentioned it's a public health issue. You're coming at this from a progressive, liberal, feminist kind of viewpoint.
Well, more radical feminist than liberal, actually.
Oh, okay, sorry. But what do you see as, how do we address this then?
Well, what we need is a movement made up of parents, activists, you know, community leaders, health leaders, educators. As we do any public health issue, you basically bring together a coalition of people to fight what is a major problem in our society. And so we need to start thinking especially about the kind of world that we are now letting our kids grow up in. And I say this to parents all the time, you know, do you want the pornographers to define the sexuality of your kids? Because unless we do something, and we do something absolutely now, this is what's going to happen in the future. And it's happening now. It's what I see when I travel around the United States, traveling around Australia, England, everywhere I go now, I'm seeing the same thing.
So what can ordinary people do?
Well, first of all, there's a couple of things we can do. I suggest that people go on a website called stoppornculture.com. They can also go on my website, gaildines.com. And on there, there's lots of lists of resources. There's also a movement in Australia called Collective Shout. They should go on that website, which is trying to deal with this. You need to start an organization because this is a massive social problem. And to be honest with you, you can't fight massive social problems on just the individual level.
Mm. I mean, I guess the other thing that occurs to me, though, is that given this is mainly driven through the internet and the internet is so out of control, does all this activism really have any impact given that it's just at the end of the day people on the computers?
Well, yes, because when you think about, you know, 10, 20 years ago when drinking and driving, you know, nobody thought twice about that, or smoking, and when we attacked those things from a public health perspective, things drastically changed. And so I say that now we need to start attacking pornography from a public health issue, just like we did smoking for kids, just like we've done drinking and driving.
Yeah, okay. Well, good to hear your perspective, Gail, and thank you so much for your time
this morning.
That's Gail Dines. She's the author of the book Pornland, How Porn Has Hijacked Our Sexuality. She's been in Sydney as a guest of the Sydney Writers Festival. And if you want to see Gail Dines, she is appearing with Collective Shout. It's 1 o'clock in the Jubilee Room at Parliament House in Macquarie Street tomorrow. That's 1 o'clock tomorrow in Parliament House.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.